Today we're going to hear the men sing Amazing Grace. This has been our tradition for years. All the men and boys in our church will come forward. And this is a day that I've always looked forward to, Sunday, because I get to sock at the dad on Father's Day. And then we are so blessed by Frank Rossiter passing through again. I nabbed him. And I pinned him down, and he's going to sing a song for us today, You Are My King. And we're glad that Frank and some of his family is here with you as well. God bless you. Glad that you are here. I'll say it again. Happy Dad's Day. Little baby Reese has having the best week since this sickness all started back in April. She is feeling her oats, so to speak, jabbering up a milestone. And when the music is played, she begins to move with the music. So that DNA in the music is instilled within her heart. And we are so grateful for your prayerful and financial support in seeing us through. We're not out of the woods yet. But we had a good week this week with little baby Reese. Yes, bring it on. New Hope salutes the Montoya family. And I was privileged, Marianne and I, to have tickets to the graduation, and we were there. I had a prime seat for my photographs that I always take with my camera. And I had a picture of several pictures of Nathaniel, and I chose this one. This is when he's walking out with his diploma in hand. He probably doesn't remember this, but I said to him, way to go, Nathaniel, way to go. And Madison graduated last year at Timberline High School. And for those of you who aren't too observant, Madison and Nathaniel are sweethearts. So we're glad that that is working out well for the two of you. And so I have some advice to give you, Nathaniel, something I picked up long time ago, because you are in a transitional phase right now. And even though you are good looking, and even though you are intelligent, there will be some people that you go to apply for a job that will not be interested in you, and you will feel rejected. Welcome to the club. But look what that says. As I look back on my life, I realize that every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better. Case in point, 30 years ago, I was rejected from a church that I wanted to pastor. But the Lord was preparing me for something even better than what I was thinking was good for me. New Hope was born 30 years ago. So you take that to heart. Now, Nathaniel, we want to acknowledge your achievements scholastically today. There's something for you, and we'd like for you to open it up right now, because everyone's dying to see what's in it, right?
Yeah. Is it going to explode?
Well, it'll make a noise.
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, please. Put the microphone back to your lips.
Follow your heart. Reach for that star. Stick with a goal. Set your sights far. When you're willing to work, when you aim straight and true, there is nothing at all in the world you can't do.
Open it up.
Congratulations, graduate. You are New Hope family.
And it says, way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, Nathaniel. Just because you graduated from high school, you're going to college this fall, and you'll be reading. I'm going to give you some good books that will enhance your life personally and also enrich your relationships. This is a book on how to manage money. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. I wish I had that book when I was your age, but I didn't. Valuable book on how to manage your money. Okay. And it gets really good reading after about the seventh reading. So this is your take with it. I'll leave it here on the table. And then we want you to know the Bible, understand the Bible. And this is a book by Dr. Henry Etter Mears, What the Bible is All About, Bible Handbook. And you go through this book by book over a period of time, and it gets really, really good after about the 17th reading, and you will become a student of God's Word, and you know what it says and means, and live by these principles. This is an outstanding book for you, know God's Word. And the third book is on its way, and it's a book by Robert Conklin, How to Get People to Do Things. That sounds like a manipulative title, but it isn't. It's how to love people. And loving people starts with yourself. When that book arrives, I will give it to you as well. But anyway, Nathaniel is one of our double-digit faithful members at New Hope. His family started attending New Hope when he was in preschool. And so we have watched him grow up over these years. And Nathaniel made what I call a mid-course correction a few years ago. And he was kind of going squirrely. And the Lord's help, and we were able to, but he's the one that made the decision. And that was also the day to get back on track. And that was also the time when Gil drove the stake in the ground and he said, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. He bought a plaque and placed it on the wall there by the doorway into his house. So we honor the whole Montoya family today. And so, Nathaniel, you got 5 minutes. Tell us what's going on in your heart since you've been at New Hope for these years.
Okay. Well, to go along with what he said about rejection, I also learned another thing now that I've graduated from high school. I owe money to people I have never even met before. They must really like me. They're asking for a lot of my money. Well, as I was thinking about this, I was trying to figure out where should I start, because in a way I was born twice. I was born September 18th, 98, right? And then I was also born again April 11th of 2013 in my faith. He talked about a mid-course correction. That's a bit of an understatement. I lost my mind for a good 4 years, and it took me a long time to find it again. But I did. Through a lot of harsh encouragement from my parents, and from my brother, and from my family, my New Hope family. Well, if any of you guys know me, you know that I'm not super chatty or talkative or anything like that, so I'm going to try to make this as short as I possibly can. Okay. All the success that I've had up until this point in my life, I owe to God. Whether I was faithful to Him or not, He had always been there for me, and I didn't realize it. But he was. During that mid-course correction in my life, I totally lost faith in God altogether. Up until 2013, April 11, 2013, I actually considered myself at this point right now, I did not believe in God. I went to church with my family, I played the part, but for some reason it just didn't really, I didn't feel that it existed. So I went through this phase in my life where I decided I'm going to make all of these bad decisions to try and get the attention of my dad, and I got the wrong attention. I got attention, but I got the wrong attention. Well, why are you smiling? He knows it's true. Part of the reason why I went through this phase is because I had lost a friend of mine. He'd passed away, and I had also been going through something with Mama. She was very sick at that time, if you guys remember it, about the year 2010, if you guys were with us at that time. She was in and out of the hospital for almost an entire 2 years. we probably barely saw her at home. And that was really a culture shock for me. I didn't understand why was my mom always gone, you know. And if anybody knows anything, mama is the son's go-to person when something's going wrong. But when that thing that is wrong is with mom and she can't help you, you feel lost. And most recently, I felt that feeling again because my mom got really sick. And I thought that, you know, this whole thing was starting to happen all over again. But the difference between then and now is that then I would curse God. This very last time that it had happened, I found myself on my knees. Found myself on my knees praying, hoping that God would intervene in this situation. Because I honestly felt like it was my fault. I think that that was a huge part of what was going on in my life even then. You know, it was my fault that all this stuff was happening, you know, again, because I was trying to get attention from my dad and it was causing my mom a lot of stress. Well, to get to the point, all the success that I have had thus far with the Explore program, by the way, I've been a cadet with the Lacey Police Department for almost 4 years now. Since I started, I've achieved a lot at the department. Set some records, I guess you could say, and a lot of the officers look to me for support when it comes to the Explore program. And there were some times there as well that I was also holding it together on my own. But I wasn't doing it on my own. I actually had God there with me. He was giving me advice on how to take care of that. Just most recently, I applied to a position with St. Peter's Hospital as a security guard there. They said I'm a shoo-in for the position, and I will more than likely be hired within the next month. Now, for an 18-year-old, that is a big deal, because 18-year-olds do not get out of high school making $18 to $22 an hour. They don't get out of high school getting into the career field that they want. Not all the time. It happens, but not all the time. So this is really special to me, and I owe God all the thanks and everything in the world for that. So the biggest thing that I want you guys to take away from this, from me, is yes, I have been with this church for 10 plus years, but my soul has been in it probably only for the last 4. And now that my spirit is renewed in the Lord, and now that I know that the Lord is with me everywhere I go, I actually literally feel like sometimes now he's holding my hand as I'm walking, you know, through my life, you know, when there's a tough time in my life. Case in point, a couple weeks ago, I had a solo for a choir concert, and I'd never done a solo before. Well, that's not true. I had, but not in front of 800 people, close to 1,000 people, 1,200 people, something like that. Before I got on stage, I was sitting right at the stage, and Madison said she could see me bent over a bar. What did I do? Why am I here? Oh no. And then the music started playing. And before I knew it, I was out on the stage, not sure what to do, jumping around. I don't know what to do. And then I forgot the words. I said the longest prayer so fast. I had never even said a prayer that long so fast before in my life. Because I think in that moment, I had probably recited about 5 verses in my head in a split second, and God heard them all. And in that split second, I think the Lord in that moment, I think he was trying to maybe poke at me a little bit for all the silly things I'd done. Because I had rehearsed that song 50 times every day for the last month. Got it right every single time. But I got on that stage and he's like, no, I'm gonna make you pray. Oh my gosh. But the point is I've had the support of the Lord all my life, and I didn't realize it only up until about a couple of years ago. And now it gives me the strength to do stuff like this, you know, get up and talk to you guys, because, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I wouldn't have ever done that. So, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, New Hope family. Hope you enjoyed. Best of
thank you, Nathaniel. Wonderful. Good job. Take